Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in to the Artist Block, your one-stop shop for everything art. We are here on episode 3, and I just want to say thank you for listening. If you listen to my previous podcast, we're going to be doing a few more, a lot more. Today we're going to be talking about something that I really feel like everybody needs to know, whether it's a side hustle or it's your sole form of income. You want to get paid for something that you put your heart into. You want to get compensated for your craft. So, in the beginning, I know a lot of people fall into the dilemma of not knowing of ways to use their craft to make this happen. But don't worry. I'm here to help you out with that. So, being a mixed media artist myself, my eyes have been open to a lot of different things. I've done a lot of different art forms, dance, poetry, painting, photography. I'm not a great painter, but I've done some paint work. So I think I'm just gonna give out the top five. For me, I say the top five current jobs or side hustles that you can get into that can actually make you some money and not take you that long to get there. So let's get into this episode with the current events. So, first and foremost, like we do every episode, we're going to talk about current events first. We got not too much stuff happening, but we got a few things that I think should be talked about. If you're in the Eastern North Carolina area, Jacksonville and Greenville have a couple of events coming up pretty soon. One of these events is happening tomorrow. It's Talent Tuesday. Something that a friend of mine is hosting. It's one of those things where you go out, pretty much just an open talent, my open mic type night, showcase your art form, your talent. It's happening tomorrow, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Old House Bar, Jacksonville, North Carolina. Free entry, so you don't have to pay to get in. You showcase, maybe network with a couple of people. If you like to drink, the $2 drinks, pretty chill atmosphere from what I've been told. I'm not one for going out, but I've known people who've been to it before. It's pretty dope. That's happening tomorrow. So if you're listening to this today or early tomorrow, check it out. It might be pretty fun. Also, we have at the Emerge Art Gallery on February 1st. They are having Tiny Art Show. It's where it's all the pieces are with 5x5x7 in any direction. So as long as your piece is within that size frame, they'll put it on display. But I think that's already passed. So if you just want to go out and look at some cool tiny art. I think the submission date has already passed for that. But if you want to just go out and look at some cool tiny art, they'll be out there February 1st, 5 to 8:30. They have a lot of things going on kind of coming up months. But that's one I wanted to bring out because I know it's coming up recent. It's coming up pretty soon. And if you have a chance to check it out, might be something cool out there. You might be able to go and network with some people. Get your art seen by some other people, just by showing your face. You can go out there and talk to people, and it's real easy to start networking here, especially here in Greenville. So that's the second event. The third event, though, is another event by Emerge Gallery. They're having a spring break art camp. So if you have a kid, I think it's from ages 3 and up, I'm pretty sure it's ages 3 and up, as a matter of fact. Yeah, I was just looking at it the other day. But that's from April 22nd to the 26th. They have half-day rates, and then they have full-day rates as well. So if you want to go out there and learn a new craft, maybe you've been painting your whole life and you want to learn how to do ceramics, or you've been doing ceramics your whole life and you want to learn how to paint or crochet or whatever they're doing out there. They have a whole bunch of different things they're going to be doing out there, different activities. You can either sign up for a 9 to 12 slot, a 1 to 4 slot, or a full day slot from 9 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. Depending on you, what your day is looking like. But that's, again, from April 22nd to the 26th. If you want to go know anything else about anything that Emerge Gallery has going on, you can go to www.emergegallery.com. And that's www.emergegallery.com. They have tons of events going on. They're really trying to push the art scene around here. And I feel like that'd be somewhere definitely dope for people to go and check out and listen to what they have and see what they have going on. So, yeah. We have the talent show, the open mic talent Tuesday. You got the tiny art show February 1st. You got the spring break art camp April 22nd. So check those out. See if you can learn something, you know, or see if you can show somebody something that they don't know. You can. It's always a back and forth street in this art game. So yeah, check those out. And now let's get into the main meat of this show. Learning different ways to use your art as an income. So now we're down to the meat of the show. So today in our main topic, I'm going to be talking about a couple of jobs or side hustles you can do to make a little extra change on the side. If you maybe you're doing this full time and you need some extra income for to buy some new gear or new equipment, or you're looking for something that you can do full time that you really enjoy. A lot of people overlook certain things because they don't think there's any money in it, or they don't think there's any way that they can survive off of just doing that. But if you have multiple forms of income coming in, multiple streams of revenue coming in, it can make your life a lot easier. So I'm going to try to showcase something for each specific art form, but I'm not an all-around artist. I've done a lot of different things, but I'm not an all-around artist, so I can't say I have something for everybody. So if you see something, you hear something and you say, yeah, but that could also work for this, or you might know something that I don't know, you can send me an email and let me know by telling me at complexmindsmedia@gmail.com, or send me a message on Facebook at complexmindsmedia. I'm always open for suggestions. If you want me to talk about something specific, you want to hear my viewpoints on it, just let me know. I'm always open to talk about anything. So let's get into this list. So me being a dancer myself, I started off in dance. That's what sparked the art bug. I went from dance to acting, and acting to directing and plays and all these other things. And I it just expounded. So for me, I've noticed an interest lately, a growing interest at that, of people wanting, being interested in dance. You got all these new dance shows online, on TV, and it's just a blowing up thing. Dance has always been popular, but it's getting a second wind, so to speak. So I've also seeing that a lot more people want to learn dance. So if you're a dancer and you see there's a absence of classes in your area, in your neighborhood, in your region, teach workshops. They're inexpensive to start up. You can find a nice space. If it's nice outside, you can teach a workshop outside. People will come and learn from you, especially if you know what you're doing. And it's something that I've done a couple of myself. And a workshop doesn't have to just sit for just dance. It can be photography. I've done photography workshops. If you're a painter, you can do painting workshops, painting tips, wine and designs, whatever you want to call them. People are doing those all over the place, and they're actually blowing up. A lot of people are liking them. They're doing them as a date night, and it's something that can really help you as well, because you're getting better at teaching people how to do something. Once you learn how to teach somebody how to do something, you get better at it as well, because you're learning from what you're telling people. I found that out when I started doing photography workshops. I like, just by telling people something I already knew, it reinvested that information into myself. So workshops are definitely great for anything, especially if you've got some spare time and you want to keep working. Get it, keep going. Teach a workshop, you know. And it, especially for dancers, if you're doing a workshop and just say you record it, somebody else sees that and they could send that off to some famous person. They want you to be their backup dancer, or they want you to be their head choreographer. Or if you're a painter and someone sees some of your work from one of your workshops, people will want to work with you. And that's just getting your name out there. You don't have, it's not, it might not be super lucrative in the beginning, but as time goes on, it won't take long, especially if you're doing it consistently. That's the one thing about being an artist. You have to be consistent so people know you're there. People have to see you consistently doing good work so they can say, okay, well, I really want to work with this guy, because every time he drops something, it looks good. Every time he does something, it makes me want to work with him. So it brings you, put your name out there, gives people to respect you as an artist or as a person in that field, and it just helps you out all together. And yeah, that's workshops. So job number two is focused on, artists who want to make a big, bold statement. Like if you paint, or you do graffiti, or sometimes photographers can do these type of things. And that's being a muralist. A lot of corporate companies are noticing that they can't get the attention they want because they don't have something that draws people in. So they hire muralists to put up nice murals for them or things on the outside of the building to attract people. While attracting people for them, you're also attracting people to your work. People see your work and they say, wow, who did that? And that's something that can definitely work leaps and bounds for you. Doing murals is something I feel is very easy to, not very easy to get into, quickly growing thing, because your art is in the place where people can see it. Everybody can see it. So it makes it easy for you to be seen and be known for what you've done. And just, again, being consistent. Go to these companies, ask them, hey, I'm an upcoming artist in this area. I like what your business stands for. I would like to do a mural for you. I know it might not be something that you're used to, at being a mural on your building, but I know it'll bring in people because I know what my artwork is captivating. My artwork does this. Sell yourself to these people. That's the thing us as artists don't do enough of. We don't sell ourselves to people to the point where they say, okay, well, I see how you benefit me. Us as artists, we have to understand there's a difference between being an artist and being a businessman or businesswoman. You have to understand both sides of the coin to be able to make it be successful in this game of art, so to speak. So yes, definitely you have to go out and talk to these people. Another way you can get jobs as a muralist, go to your local arts council, local companies, and see if anybody needs something done. It just opens up the doors for you. If you know somebody who owns a house and they're like, yo, I want some dope art on my garage door. If they're not in the HOA, you can do it. And people in around the neighborhood will see it and be like, oh, that's dope. I wonder who did that. Or if you say, or commission pieces. I know this sounds like, I do that all the time. I do commission pieces all the time. But commission pieces are things that are basically for a specific person. And they're in that person's house. And nobody sees it unless they go into that person's house or they go in that specific area. When it's on the outside of a building, it makes a lot more difference. There's traffic coming through those areas constantly, so it has to be seen. And if it's popping and it pops and it's vibrant and it's vivid and it's showing off a lot of abstract or showing off a lot of how good you are at what you do, people are going to see it and they're going to stop. They're like, who did this? And they're going to want to know more about you. And that's your old gateway to go in and say, well, this is what I do. I can do this for you. I can do that for you. And it makes you a better artist because you learn how to sell yourself. And that's all we can do as artists is learn how to sell ourselves, and everything else will come in time. So yeah, that's job number two. Do murals, man. It's fun. Not to mention it's fun. The third job on this list is for all the photographers out there. So it's a job that can help promote your small business, and it's something that I don't think a lot of people actually realize is actually really good paying job. And that's doing food photography. So I shot the menu items for a company, I want to say is maybe like 3 years ago. And for me, it wasn't something that I personally would like to do. But at the same time, I wasn't really fully equipped for what I wanted to do with the food photography. I didn't have everything I wanted. I didn't have all the equipment that I needed. So the pictures came out good, very good. It was just the fact of I wasn't prepared to be a food photographer. But the thing is, with food is always changing. There are always new restaurants coming out. There was always new places who need food photography. People's menus, items change constantly and over time. They're always changing. And so they have to have new menu pictures. They have to have new menus. So say you're a photographer who knows how to put a menu together. You can offer your services as, well, look, I can make you a whole new menu and take pictures of the food for this amount or that amount. And people will hop on it because it's like, okay, I'm hitting two birds with one stone, and it's making me more money. If these pictures look good and this menu looks good, it's making me more money. What you have to understand is you have to make sure your customer's bottom line is being met. The fact of them being able to make money off of what you're giving them is the main thing you have to stress when you're talking to your customers. You have to let them know, okay, well, if I give you this photography, I do this menu for you, I do these pictures for you, and I put it all together, I make it look real good, more people are going to want to eat here because of the appearance of what you're giving. You're showing how professional you can be. You're showing how, it's just how you talk to these people, man. You have to understand how to sell yourself. And I feel like people don't understand that food photography is something that can really, really be helpful for you. And there's always going to be other restaurants talking to each other. And you're going to be like, well, I want you to do the photography at my restaurant. I want you to do photography at my restaurant. It's something that is really, and it's really quick. You're not going to be shooting a million angles of a sandwich. You can't, it's no way. Like, you can, but it's for what? Get your lighting right, snap a picture of the sandwich, next food item. Snap that picture of that steak, next food item. That bowl of pasta, snap, next food item. It gets done quickly. It can pay very well, especially if you're dealing with five-star restaurants or high-end dining establishments, and it's something that makes people want to work with you. So that's food photography. But this next job is something that it sounds obvious, and most people think they're doing it, but they're not. So for me, I think being a freelancer is one of the best ways to make a side hustle. I mean, it's convenient for you as an artist. It doesn't have to consume your whole day. It just works. When you want to work, you work. When you don't want to work, you don't work. That doesn't mean you don't have to put in time and effort to do it. A lot of people say they're freelancers when they're just randomly picking up a job here and there because somebody just asked them to do something. Freelancing is more than just, hey, bro, I need you to shoot a video for me. Okay, I'll do that. With being a freelancer, you have to actually promote yourself. You have to actually brand yourself so people understand what they're getting when they come to you for a service. And you have to start out somewhere. In the beginning, your brand doesn't have to be the top-notch brand. It doesn't have to, you don't have to be looking like Nike. You know, you don't have to be like have a slogan and that stuff. But as time goes on, you having a brand is going to be that jumping point that helps you to sell yourself to bigger companies. Doing all the small work for the small companies at a lower rate, when the bigger companies see what you've done for them, they'll be like, wow, I want to work with this guy because he did this and this and this. And all of that looks like something I want for my company. So it helps you with widening your variety of work, showing that you can do other things, and making it making your brand more diverse and more open to people wanting to work with you. If people don't know what you deliver, they're not going to work with you. If you say, hey, I do photography, they're like, well, what kind of photography do you do? Or, hey, I'm a dancer, well, what kind of dancing do you do? That you can't just be a general person. You can't say, oh, I'm a painter. You paint walls? Like, how many coats you put up on wall? Like, they're not going to understand that us as artists, when we say what we do, we have to generalize it. We say, I'm a portrait painter, or I'm a abstract painter, or I'm a photographer, I'm a landscape photographer, or I'm a food photographer, or I'm a wedding photographer, or I'm a crump dancer, I'm a hip-hop dancer, I'm a contemporary dancer, I'm a jazz dancer, I'm a tap dancer. All these things have to be generalized so people know what you're doing and what they're going to be getting from you when they work with you. If you generalize yourself too much, people are not going to want to work with you because they're like, well, he's not good at anything. I don't really know what he's good at. I don't know what to expect when I work with him. And being a freelancer gives you the time and scale and space to figure out what you want to specify yourself as, what you want to make you are. You want to say, oh, I'm a wedding photographer, or you want to say, I'm a food photographer, or you want to say, I'm a crump dancer solely, or hip hop dancer solely, or choreographer solely, or things like that. That's what makes freelancing such a good thing. It gives you that experience. So when you're going to these bigger companies, it makes it a lot easier for you to sell yourself. So, down to the last nitty gritty, the fifth job on the list. Now, this one is something that I think a lot of people overlook, but it's kind of a way to combine all the jobs I just said, except for being a muralist. That one won't fit in this, but it's kind of a way to combine all the aspects of getting yourself out there and at the same time letting people know who you are and what you want to be and getting paid for it. The money won't come in the beginning. I have to go ahead and say that right now. Money will not come in the beginning because it is something you have to build. You have to build your following. You have to build your fan base. And building those things is going to actually help you to make money. You can, and that, so this job right here is doing YouTube. And honestly, I think a lot of people don't look at YouTube as a job, but it is. I know there are many, many YouTubers out there who are making 6-digit, 7-digit figures per year off of endorsements, sponsorships, Patreon, having patrons that donate to them monthly, all these things that are different forms of revenue coming in, not to mention AdSense for people when the people watch the ads on their videos. Now mind you, if a person doesn't watch a certain amount of the ad, you won't get paid for it. But it is something that can be put on your videos to monetize your videos. It makes you money, makes YouTube money. Everybody's happy. And you can do get affiliate links for things that you use. Like if you're on Amazon, you get affiliate links, and it helps if somebody buys from that affiliate link, it helps you out. I know there's people out there that are making like a living off of just doing videos. And the videos can be by anything. If you want to just do videos of you drawing your line art up, and every video is that, people will watch it. I know for a fact people will watch it. If you want to do tutorials on how you get a certain color palettes for when you're doing your artwork, or how you set up before you do a mural, or how you set up before you do a photo shoot, or how you come up with choreography, you can do it and people will watch it, and that will build your following, build your fan base, build your subscribers up. And once you get to a point where you have a certain amount of following, people go, the sponsorships are going to come in, endorsements are going to come in, people are going to want to work with you because they know by working with you they can grab your fans' attentions and say, look, I support this man. You like this dude, I'm supporting him. Now support me so I can help support this dude some more. And that's just how it works. It's a never ending circle. So yeah, I think those are some of the best ways to start anyways. Not saying those are the best ways to keep it going, because everything has its end. I feel like everything should have an end, but you should also want to know where you're going to go. Always have something that's progressing. You also always want to progress. So these are some of the best ways I feel to start as an artist. So I think that's going to be it for this part of the episode. But I do have an artist spotlight today, and we're about to get into that right now. So today's artist spotlight, we're going to be spotlighting one of my friends. He's a great person, hard worker, and he's an amazing artist. Very unique style, and I've never seen anything like it before. It's like super abstract, but the message is like there. You can see the message full-heartedly. He does commission work as well as murals, I believe. He wants to start doing murals. He wants to start doing murals. So if you're a local business, a small company, or a person who wants to just put up some dope work in your house, get at him. He's super dope. He paints, he draws. His name is Jacob Basden. Again, I think I said it already. I don't know if I said it or not. You can get at him on Facebook at Jacob Basden Art, or you can try to follow him on Instagram at Hello Jacob I. That's HELLOJACOB, then the letter I, all lowercase. Super dope guy. If you message him and say, hey, heard about you on Artist Block podcast, heard your work's pretty dope, buy something from him, get something. I know he's really reasonable, and he does really good work, top notch quality. He went to school for art at ECU, had amazing work. I feel like people like him need to be showcased, because they're out there hustling, they're out there working, they're out there trying to make something for themselves, and they're not just saying, hey, I'm an artist, hire me. He's working to get what he wants, and that's what I feel like all artists should do. So check him out, Jacob Basden, really dope guy. And that's going to do it for us today here at the Artist Block. Just me. But I said us like it's a company. But it's just me. I hope you guys got some good information out of what I said. I know I can ramble sometimes. I'm sorry about that. I'm trying to get better. I'm trying to learn how to do this whole podcast thing. Being an introvert, it's kind of hard to talk to people. Even if I'm not talking directly to people, it's kind of hard to voice what I want to say. But I'm getting better, hopefully. If you have any input, you have any questions, or you have any comments, or you want something to be said on Artist Block that you didn't hear, or you want input on, definitely get at me.
Complex Minds Media on Facebook and Instagram, and complexmindsmedia@gmail.com. If you want to send me an email, I'm more than glad to respond back to anybody who talks. Yeah. Also, check out the clothing line, hungryhustleclothing.com. I said hungryhustleclothing.com. I'm sorry, guys. It's hungryhustlegear.com. The name of the brand is Hungry Hustle Clothing. Got some new stuff that's about to drop. Definitely going to be dope. All designed by me. Check it out. If you have something that you want spotlighted or you feel should be spotlighted in your from your area, let me know. Give me the information. They're social media handles, little bio on them so I can talk about it a little bit and check out the work. Yeah, I think that's about it. So for all you guys out there, stay hungry, stay focused, stay driven, and hustle daily. And also, don't forget to come back for the next episode of Artist Block. I've come to realize I don't need to be telling people what the next episode is about, because I'll have an idea for a script or idea for the next episode, and then it'll totally change. So we'll see what the next episode is going to be about. Tune in and you'll find out. How about that? Thank you guys for listening. I appreciate you. Hope you appreciate me. Have a good day.